Editor's note. A version of this article originally appeared on Sue Leader on February 12. It is being republished here for readers who may have missed it. Here is an update to a story Sue Leader originally brought you last spring. A Sault Ste. Marie Navy veteran continues on a project to help former servicemen who suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD. Scott Igo served for 5 years in the U.S. Navy on board the aircraft carrier USS Abraham Lincoln from 1993 to 1998. During that time, he learned quickly how important brotherhood was and how important it was then, and is now, to support each other. That's why Igo came up with the idea of a motorcycle ride to raise money for those who suffer from PTSD. The American Legion Riders, ALR, first annual ride from Hell to Paradise will take place July 26 to 28, 2024. This ride has been in my head for a while. I always said that I wanted to make a difference and was never sure how I could. As a veteran who suffers from PTSD, I know firsthand how hard it is to get the help you need at times. You can feel alone and lost. We as a unit can change this. Well, that is our goal, Igo said. The ride starts in the unincorporated community of Hell, located in Livingston County, and then heads to Paradise in Chippewa County and eventually ends in Sault Ste. Marie. There is an overnight stay in Gaylord. The interest was so high, Igo added a second route to the event running from Ironwood to Paradise. Both routes will meet in Newberry and then arrive in Paradise as one group. Then from Paradise, they will travel to Sault Ste. Marie, ending at American Legion Post 3. The routes we are choosing are trying to avoid major cities, but there will be obstacles. Our main priority is to keep all participants safe. The Hell to Paradise route will be stopping Friday night in Gaylord, while the UP route will stop in Gladstone. Numerous hotels have been an extreme help by giving us favorable rates on rooms and welcoming us with open arms. We have made contact with numerous law enforcement agencies and have had a very positive response on helping us with the travel if needed. Our main concern is the safety of all involved. The trickiest part of this entire trip will be the Mackinac Bridge. I have been in contact with them and they will help as much as possible, Igo said. The interest in the event continues to grow. The reception for this ride is huge. We have over 1,400 followers on our Facebook page, and as of February 5, we have over 200 registered participants. When I first planned this ride, I was hoping for 100 motorcycles. Now I am looking at well over 300. The bet is if we have over 500 registered paying participants that the State American Legion Riders Director gets to shave my signature mohawk off. We have riders from all over Michigan, Wisconsin, Ohio, Indiana, Pennsylvania, Florida, and Arizona. I cannot believe that we have covered so many states, Igo added. It's not just the support of the riders that will make this a financial success for the event, it is also the numerous sponsors. Money is being raised for this ride in numerous ways. Registration costs are the main source of income, as well as from sponsors and riders' chapters donation monies. Our largest dollar amount sponsor has been the Sault Ste. Marie Convention and Visitors Bureau. Along with a large check, they are helping coordinate a parade road usage for parking and a press release in their magazine. Our major sponsor is Christensen Law Firm. They are handling all legal aspects, handling creative aspects, and the registration process. I did not know that when I had this idea I would need a law firm for a ride. We are also being sponsored by Zips 45th Parallel Harley-Davidson, who is hosting us Friday night for our halfway break, and by Lead Extreme Digital Solutions, who created and is maintaining our website. More sponsors are welcome. We have plenty of room for you on our shirts and swag. If interested, please email us at alral2paradise@gmail.com, Igo continued. This ride is just not for motorcycles. It is open to all. You do not need to be a veteran or a member of the American Legion. We want everyone to know they are welcome. I would love to see a group of Jeeps or sports cars, etc. We need those suffering to know that they are not alone, Igo concluded. For more information, visit the Facebook page.